Yeah, it's your girl, Shandrice, your small talk host. Ha, so let's talk career. Let's talk jobs. Let's talk finance and romance. Let's talk a little sex. Oh, wait, hold up. Let's not forget that celeb gossip. I got something for you, too. It's going to shock you.
It's hump day. Another day with your girl, Small Talk. What's up? This is Shandrice in the building. Let me find out y'all got a little crush on me and came back another week to see what your girl talking about. Woo-woo! I got Mr. Ken on the line. When I tell you, this man is amazing. This man is amazing. He do some of everything. You can see him in the hospital. You can see him out there catching these fish. Oh, my God. When I tell you, he got his own radio show. Woo, power talk. It ain't no joke. And this man bringing us not one but two books in 2017. How you doing, Mr. Ken?
I am doing great, Miss Ross. How you doing? How everybody out there doing? Hey, I'm too blessed to be stressed.
That's right, boo. I'm doing amazing. I'm doing so amazing. God is so good. He is so, so good. First, I want to step on those fish because you kept saying, oh, you know, I got to come to the reality show and your reality show get done and take you girls fishing. You know, I said, you know, we don't going to do it without our cameras, so we're going to be filming all that good stuff. Oh, Lord, please tell me about these fish I see on your Facebook page.
Well, Ms. Ross, I've been blessed enough to be a, motivational speaker, actually entrepreneur and extreme angler. And the extreme angler is that I got a chance to fly around the world and fish for the most exotic fish that this planet has to offer. And now what I do is I started Extreme Angler. That's been something for a passion for me, but now I've grown into, I've got national attention. Now it's starting to bring in profit. And what I do every year, I do Ladies Let's Go Fishing, and every fall I do Kids Let's Go Fishing. And what I do is I teach ladies how to be an angler. Now, there's a difference between fishing and angling. Fishing is something basically you fish for a living. What I teach you is angling that you fish for sport. I know a lot of people get upset sometimes because I let go some big fish away, and people are like, hey, Ken, we need to take that home. But I teach you that due to the fact that we can continue to catch these species of fish. And some of the fish that you see, I've traveled to Brazil. I've traveled to Tanzania, Africa.
Oh, wow.
I've been in Panama fishing. I got some big trips 2017. I will be going to Australia. I will be going to the Barrier Reef. I'll also be going to Cape Town, Africa. And I will be going to Iceland fishing. That's my schedule for 2017. What I do, I share my passion with the world. Let me explain something to you. Once you go fishing, you will be hooked. Now, some of the pictures that you see in racing, I went to is here in South Florida. I went to Jupiter where I just launched my Extreme Angler Fishing Apparel. Yes, I just launched my Extreme Angler Fishing Apparel. I just got it trademarked, pushing it to get into pro bass shops and Dick's. If y'all want to take a look at it, just go on my Facebook page. Just type in Ken Hibbert. You'll see Extreme Angler going down the whole page, a little bit about my fishing apparel. And what I'm doing is, I'm donating the proceeds to a fishing camp in 2017 for the kids, and I'm donating some of the proceeds to Haiti Relief Fund. So a lot of people know that I'm out there on the islands. Just went through a devastating hurricane Hurricane Matthew. So I'm putting the proceeds towards our sisters and brothers that really, really needs our help. And what I do is, Miss Ross, that's right. I am coming to your town, and I'm going to have you on the Extreme Angler Show. I'm going to dress you up in the Extreme Angler Show, and you're going to be decked out. You're going to have a pink shirt on with a pink face shield. Trust me, you're going to be looking nice, and you're going to be on the Extreme Show. You're going to show the ladies, hey, how we do it. Because I tell people this, with this apparel, it looks good, it feels good, and you fish good.
I can't wait.
So that's
I'm
the whole thing
so
about
excited.
That guy. You get excited because I want to show the world there's more than one thing that you can do in life. Right now, it's going to be another story about one day I'm going to tell the story how fishing saved my life. And the reason why I want to pour into kids with fishing, because fishing is not just fishing. Once you go fishing, it opens up your mind in a whole new area, because you develop self-patience when you do fishing. You learn so much about yourself and the whole science of fishing. The whole science of fishing is another world that a lot of us don't know about. We see different things on TV, or we go back in the days when you see our mom or grandma do it, you know, with cane poles sitting down. No, it's a whole nother world. And once you're introduced to that world, it is very, very addictive. And it helps you grow as a person.
Wow.
It's therapy at the same time. It helps you grow as a person, and it will totally help you around in your whole entire life, personal life, career-wise, being successful in life. And that's how I came up with Power Talk, because this extreme angler, motivation speaker, Ken Hibbert, is all one brand now. It's a symbiote circle that feed each other. And my whole goal is to leave a legacy for the world to leave more legacies.
Oh, wow. That is powerful. That is really powerful. So when are you coming to Atlanta? I'm excited.
Hey, you put up the invitation, I'll be on a G5 jet right now. I put, hey, fuel a jet, we'll be there. I will be there in an hour and 35 minutes, touchdown time. I mean, whenever you want me to come up, I will be there. Matter of fact, January I will be there. I start my speaking tour next month in Louisiana. Then January I will be in the ATL. It's called Back to the Basics Worship Praise Tour, that I'll be there. Then March I will be in Texas, and then May I will be in January. So I will be in your town in January. So we definitely got to go get our fish on.
Yes, January. Yes, yes, that is perfect, perfect timing. Now, fishing bring you this type of money?
Well, the whole thing about it is that you got to know the industry. The fishing industry is a $365 billion industry.
Billion.
And what happened is that this is a passion. People, when I take out fishing, I don't ask them pay for anything. I do this for a passion. But what happens is when you share your passion with people, your gift come back 10 times fold. I don't ask the people for any money for it. This is something I just want to share with people. But it got national attention now that I got a couple of film crews that want to film. Because there's not too many brothers that fly around the world and go into jungles fishing. When I go to Brazil,
what about that?
I spend 2 weeks in the Amazon jungle for 2 weeks fishing. There's not too many brothers that does that. So I've got national attention, and now it's starting to come back. And still, the whole thing is, when I take people out fishing, this is how I get paid. When I see the smile on your face, I just got paid. You can't pay me for that.
So you're going to get paid for a smile.
Yeah, I get paid when you catch that fish and you're smiling. That's it. I just got paid. And what I do is I videotape the fish, and I make a small video for you that you can put on your page that you got a chance to go hang out with the extreme angler, Ken Hibbert, and you just did some extreme fishing.
Can't wait. I'm excited. And now I know this not the only thing you do, because that smile ain't paying rent. So what else you do for a living?
Well, for a living, you know that I'm a radiology technologist that's specialized in trauma and surgery. I became very successful. I've been doing that for actually over 22 years. That is my, you know, that's my regular income. But I am an entrepreneur also. I'm a speaker right now. I have launched my speaking career. I've been a speaker for over 12 years, but I launched my motivational speaking about 3 years ago that came from the industry of network marketing. I've been very, very successful in network marketing. I made hundreds and thousands of dollars in that industry that prompted me to be a speaker. Now I train and teach people how to be successful in life, whether it's business or not, that came from the network era. Then I launched to be a motivational speaker. Now, motivational speaker is now that I'm focusing on more now, and that is one career. And part, I still do network marketing. My network marketing, I will never, never stop doing network marketing, because network marketing actually gave me this life that I can spend more time going around the world. I'm fueling my passion, which is fishing. a lot of people understand that network marketing is an industry that can change your life forever. And I'm just one of the success stories from that industry. You know, I keep multiple streams coming in at all time. I try to keep three streams of income coming in. But I tell people this, no matter how successful you get, don't let the success get to your heart and don't let failure get to your head. You see?
Exactly.
Always,
exactly.
Always remain humble. Always remain humble because a lot of people know who I am. I've been very successful outside of network marketing. Back in 2001, I became a millionaire in investments and flipping homes before it was called even flipping homes. And always been humble. It's not because being a millionaire is not happiness, guys. People keep thinking that all the money that you make is happiness. That is not true. It is not true at all. What you do with that money provides your happiness. You know, and you're now with the motivation of speaking to help people learn the truth about happiness, teaching our culture, stop spending and start investing. You know, it's time for us to bond together because I really feel that on my call, I do Power Talk every Thursday night. I designed a platform that anybody can get on my call. I have a topic that I talk about at the end of the call at 7:20. I bring on my special guest because I'm going to have a special guest on that call tomorrow, and that's going to be Miss Ross herself. She's going to be on the call tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
I'm very excited to hear that. She get a chance, my listeners get a chance to hear this beautiful young lady. And I have a saying that I do not bring any of that crab in a bucket mentality on my call. And what I mean by that, everybody on the call at the end of the call get a chance to come out of mute mode and introduce whatever they're doing in life. Because I feel that there's enough wealth that everybody out there to be successful.
To go around.
That's right, to go around. And
right.
Now what I've done is that I'm going to let everybody know I've been an introvert for most of my life. A successful millionaire that been an introvert that hid from the world. 2017, I'm launching a book called From Introvert to Success, The Hidden Voice. And in that book, everything that I've achieved and where I'm going to help people, because it's time right now, as you can see what's happening in the world, we need to bond together, work together. Work together, we can be successful together. If we're successful together, we can grow together. If we can grow together, we can be happy together.
Yes.
And we'll be in a better place.
Said a mouthful.
Better place for our children. We have to be the example for our children. That's what's going on. That is the reason why the things that's happening in the world today. The parents have to be a better example for our kids. They're looking for something. They're reaching out. They're yearning for something, but they're just getting attracted to the wrong things in life, following the wrong things in life. They need to follow their example, and we need to stand up, bond together, and be an example for our kids so they can see a better light. Kids only do what they see, not what they think. They do what they see. And we need to stream a different vision in their head because, see, here's the saddest thing in the world. The worst thing than being born blind is being born with sight with no vision.
You better preach. Okay.
Right.
You got me on that one. I love that one.
You have
to. That is a good one.
That is a good one. You got to remember that. When you have a reason in life that you want to change, you have to make your reason so strong, the what doesn't matter and the how show up.
That's right.
See, that's how strong
that
your
will. That is so right.
It's just so strong and so forth. And that's what I designed the Power Talk. And believe me, Power Talk is going on tour. That's right. I'm going to be coming to your town, and I'm going to give you the right to be powerful. Because I'm going to give you everything.
I promise you this.
Once I leave your city, you will not be the same again. Because I'm telling you right now, if I was to take my head off my body and let you download everything that I got, I can promise you two things. You won't sleep for 10 years, but you won't be broke.
I love that. I love that. I love that. I told y'all I was bringing you nothing but the best. This is a powerful man, so powerful. And y'all gotta know how we met, how we interact, everything. But I need to take a small commercial break, and I'm coming back. What small talk with some personal questions and see can he handle it? We finna what? Get down and a little dirty. Go ahead, grab you some popcorn, take a little bathroom break. Your girl will be right back at you. Shandrice with small talk.
Do you know a young person between the ages of 8 and 27 doing great things in the community? Do you think they deserve an award? Why not nominate them for the National Youth Activist Award? Get connected with a community-based organization that has hosted several positive community events across the nation, such as Man Up Against Bullying and Beauty Behind Bars. The annual Youth Activist Awards will be held on Friday, March 27th. 2017 at the Omni Hotel in Nashville, Tennessee. For more information, reach out to the founder, Tiffany Love Harden, at www.manupagainstbullying.org. Again, that's www.manupagainstbullying.org.
Hello, this is Ruby Johnson, the Lady Tuesday of She Talk Radio, and I'm the host of the Real Talk segment. I invite you all to get in on the conversation on Real Talk every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. You can call at 713-955-0481 or listen at blogtalkradio.com/SheTalkRadio. And remember, we have a date every Tuesday.
Do you have your own radio show or aspire to have your own? Legacy Radio Network has opportunities for you to host your own show and to broaden your audience. Like us on Facebook and get connected to the legacy.
She Talk Radio and Television is a show created, produced, and hosted by women for women. We are now on Monday through Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. So don't miss your daily dose of She Talk. Call 713-955-0481 or listen at blogtalkradio.com/SheTalkRadio to get in on the conversation.
Hello, and welcome to She Talk, the radio show that's making a difference in communication. So get in on the conversation.
Hey, what's up, what's up? Look at that, look at that. Let me find out you got a crush on your girl. You done came back and listen to what else I got to say. I like that. I love the attention. So I am still here with Mr. Ken on the line, and my other guests have joined me, too. A lot of people would know him around the A, and this man is spreading, boy. This comedian, he is so funny. I met him a couple of weeks ago. And I'm talking about when I say all you do is laugh at everything this man do and say. It is hilarious. Oh, my God. Are you there with me?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for joining me. I really appreciate it.
But I had to.
Yes, you did. Oh, I was going to get you when I saw you. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, Lord.
That's right. I want to finish my questions with Mr. Ken, then I'm going to bring you in, okay?
Do your thing.
Thank you, thank you. I really appreciate that. Mr. Ken, thank you so much for just staying and being patient and all that. And you have really just I'm telling you, just blew my mind away. I love everything you're doing, and I can't wait to go fishing with you in January. I'm looking so forward to it. I want to know where to, first of all, are you married and do you have kids?
No, I'm not married, and I don't have any kids. My friends around here said
what?
That my friends call me 100% entrepreneur. Okay, so
I'm gonna have to put you on my list. I gotta set you up with somebody. Oh my God, I gotta set you up with somebody.
I've been living a crazy life, and I mean, I've been working hard. And a lot of people ask me, like, Ken, are you gonna slow down and, you know, get married and get a chance. A lot of people say, Kim, what's going on? He said, do you ever get lonely? I say, lonely can't even catch me. You got to have some track shoes to catch me, because I've just been a very, very focused individual since the age of 16 years old. But you know what? Hey, I'm not on my time. I'm on God's time. So I know God got my back, and I'm sure it's going to come.
I know he got your back, boo, but, you know, you want a female to have you front now. Huh? God don't want you walking around here horny either now. Come on now. This means
you
talking to.
It takes a lot of self-control. So that's why you see me in the gym. I've been trying to work it out. One way or another, you're going to work it out. Hey, if I can build some muscle, work it out. Hey, like I say, you got to do what you got to do in the times you got to do it. Boy, it ain't easy. I ain't going to sit here and lie. It is not easy. But, hey, I try hard, because sometimes, you know, just don't want to get in trouble. Because once you get in trouble, boy, and trouble starts chasing you. So I hear you. It ain't easy. I'm not going to sit here and try to even fake the funk. It ain't easy. But, hey, I try hard.
You right, boy. It ain't easy at all. I tell you, I'm trying my best to be staying in that right lane. It's so hard. Sometimes I have to go left or go right, but staying straight is hard. It's really, really hard. Tell us about the books and when they're coming out, how we can support you.
I'm going to be working on my other book. Is going to be called Mastering the 24, and that is going to be an entrepreneur workbook to help people be very successful. A lot of people wanted to know my secret. Like, Ken, why do you do all these things? How you do things in threes? I said, you do things in threes. You got three different things that you're doing at one time. How can you do that? Because I mastered the 24. I mastered the 24 hours. Here's the number one secret. If you want your income to increase, stop thinking in 8 hours and start thinking in 24. The reason why I say that, because we are in mentally time slavery. We put ourselves as a time slaver due to the fact that we work an 8-hour job and we say, oh, man, I can't wait to get off. These 8 hours are over. But what are you doing for 16? Tell me, what are you doing for 16? The reason why I became a workaholic, the reason why I became a millionaire, because I thought about time totally different. Because I said, if I work an 8-hour job, what I'm doing for 16? I need to be in somebody else's classroom. I need to be building my own business, or I need to be on somebody else's job. That's the way that I started making all that money. So I said, you know what? Like right now, a lot of people say, Ken, you became very successful and you still work a job. That's only by choice, because I need an even keel. But I work 8 hours, but guess what? I work 16 for me. You get what I'm saying? Building my businesses, branding myself.
Building your business,
And branding yourself. See, that's for you. So that's first book going to come out. That's going to hopefully gonna come out maybe by March. That's going to be an entrepreneur book, and I'm going to be doing stage with that one. Then I'm going to come out with my personal book, which is, like I said before, From Introvert to Success, The Hidden Voice. I'm going to try to launch that in March, get that done and over with. That's something that I'm working on both books at the same time. It ain't easy, but that's what I'm going to be launching for 2017, especially I'm going to be on two tours 2017, and actually those two tours, I'm going to make sure that I come see you. Come see you, Ms. Ross, so you better be ready. You better be ready, because it's been a long time.
Time
I haven't seen you in my life yet. You know, we was all, you know, like I said, we just been chatting back and forth on Facebook, but it's time. Just time for you to get extreme down, so I hope you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay? Because when I'm done with you, you're going to need a checkup from the neck up, so get ready.
All right, now, you just say you stay in the gym and you try to stay out of trouble. I ain't nothing but trouble. You don't see my Facebook page. You don't even call me on some of the videos. So, you know, don't play now.
I know you. You know I'm nothing but trouble. But you got to forget, I got a medical background, so I got the antidote for you. Okay? You won't be bad no more.
You
got a specialty tranquilizer just for you. It got your name on there, Ross Industries. Don't worry.
I can't deal.
Oh, my God. I know what you do. Now. I've been watching. I say, hey, she wilder than five bandicoots, and I don't even know what a bandicoot is.
I'm not finna let you get me in no trouble. I'm not. What I need you to do right now is tell my listeners about your Twitter page, your Facebook page, how they can reach out to you, your radio show that's coming on tomorrow and next Thursday and the Thursday after that. Give us all your social media information. Tell us where we could just reach out, and maybe one of them listeners will touch you in the right way where you can stay out dim for a while.
Hey, you got that right. Well, everybody can reach me. I'm on Instagram, also as Ken Hibbert. Oh, you got to put that in. On my Facebook page is also Ken Hibbert. If you want to find me and want to reach out to me, you can reach out to me. My personal page is kenhibbert.info. That's my page here where you can learn everything about me. On my Facebook page, you may see a couple of Facebook pages, and they may be actually up to 5,000 on all of them. So just poke me or just go ahead and follow me. Follow me on there, and trust me, I will get back to you and actually send you for a friend request. And my show is every Thursday night on it's on my Facebook page called Power Talk. It's at 7 p.m. Starts at 7 p.m. and it ends at 7:30 on that call there. You can join the call if you want to be a special guest. Just inbox me. So I can get your information. I bring you on as a special guest. Also, at the end of the call, you can promote anything that you want to promote. I don't care what business that you're in or you want to give information or you just want to share on the topic, chime in on the topic that I have. I always pick a topic. And trust me, once you get off that call, you will not be the same again. And on that call also, I do speaking engagements. Anyone that needs a speaker, feel free to watch or reach out to me. And I do speak for free. I know a lot of people are going to say, freak, speak for free. And I know a lot of my inbox is going to blow up. Yes, I do speak for free in certain categories. I'm not out there trying to break people or anything because guess what? There's a miracle in your mouth. And when you open it, you're going to bless thousands. So with that, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, on the Ken Hibbert. And if you want to do extreme angling, all you have to do on YouTube, type in extreme angler Ken Hibbert, and you'll see all my different fishing adventures around the world.
Oh, wow. That's what I'm talking about. So, and your tours start next in 2017.
Right? Actually, I kick off my first tour starting next month in Louisiana on the 5th and the 6th, which is going to be in Louisiana. It's called the Back to Basics Praise Tour. That flyer is also on my page. I'm going to be starting out with Pastor Angela Morris in Louisiana. She asked me to speak. She's been on my Power Talk ever since I designed it. Never met this person before. That goes to show you how strong making relationship. And she asked me, honored to be a part of this tour. And I'm just so honored to do that. So that's going to be in Louisiana next month. That's in actually three more weeks. And I'll be kicking off the Back to Basics tour in Louisiana. Then we coming to ATL in January. And, hey, we're going to be the Back to Basics. So y'all got two chances that I'm going to come to ATL. I'm going to come back with the Back to Basics. And I'm coming with the Power Talk, y'all. That's right. I'm going to give y'all the power. I'm going to give y'all the right to be powerful. Because when I get through done with your heads, the hair is going to be standing on top of your head. And your whole life is going to change.
I hope so. Ooh-wee. That was something right there, I tell you. Well, Mr. Ken, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on my show and just gracing us with your presence. You are the man. You are amazing. From the time I met you, it's been nothing but great things. I'm talking about great conversations, laughs, everything. You're going to be on my show. I'm going to be on your show. Boy, it's going to be awesome. People, reach out to him. Listen to his show every Thursday at 7. He had it blasted all over his Facebook page. He's on Twitter, Instagram. Grab these books. That's what we're here for, to support each other. But these books is teaching you how to get to the next level if you can't figure it out or if you're confused. So with that being said, thank you for gracing us with your presence. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to take another break, and I'll be right back with the hottest comedian coming up around Atlanta. He's doing his thing, y'all. I'm telling you. Bye, Mr. Ken. Much love. I can't wait till you get to Atlanta.
Coming soon. Coming soon. Thank you. I just want to thank you so much for giving me the chance to be on your call. And, guys, look, man, this beautiful young lady, look, I have the totally utmost respect, and thank you so much for being part of your show.
Always, always, always. We'll be right back. I'm going to take another commercial break. Go potty. Get some popcorn and some cookies. I'll be right back.
Four women share the buck-naked truth to the world and free themselves of the burden and the bondage that well-kept, deep, dark secrets create. She Talk Radio presents The Buck-Naked Truth every first Sunday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Don't miss a show. And please, tell a friend.
Are you looking for a wholesome cultural event for the whole family on a Friday night? Then you need to check out the Spoken Word Experience at Kingdom Cafe, located at 2610 Jefferson Street. This event is every fourth Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's an open mic event. No cover charge. Just patronize the restaurant. We need spoken word artists, singers, and even comedians. The next event is Friday, August the 26th. For more information, you can reach out to Taomi Ray at www.facebook.com/Taomi3000. Again, that's www.facebook.com/Taomi3000.
You've been listening to the She Talk Radio Indie Artist Showcase. If you're enjoying this, you'll enjoy She Talk throughout the week, starting in August. Same number, same time, different day. So get in on the conversation.
She Talk Radio and Television, in conjunction with Rue Records, is on the search for new music for our weekly talk show. That's right, your music could be chosen and played before our listeners. For consideration, please email an MP3 copy of your songs to KalliopeRay@gmail.com. That's KalliopeRay@gmail.com. And like my page on Facebook to get up-to-date info concerning additional music-related opportunities.
Hello, and welcome to She Talk, the radio show that's making a difference in communication. So, get in on the conversation.
Hey, 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 thank you for coming back. Oh, look at that. I love it when you all show your girl some attention. Oh, wee, I got this hot comedian on the line. When I tell you, man, this man here is the funniest thing going in Georgia these days. If y'all don't know about him, I'm finna spread the word. Woo, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I'm just blessed.
Come on now. Come on now. Come on. Give me some excitement, boy. What's up?
Man, listen, man. I be so lit, like, 24/7. All my friends be like, bro, you got to chill out. You be doing too much. I'm like, bro, you don't know what doing too much is, bro. You only live one time. Like,
that's right.
You can't calm me down. If you want me to be meaty, you don't want me to be calm. Like, I'm not annoying, but you know what I'm saying? I can do a little too much sometimes. But hey, that's why they start hanging around me any damn way, because I was doing
exactly.
Too much.
So tell us how long you've been doing this.
Man,
first of all, give everybody your name. I want them to know who I'm talking to.
My name is Cameron McClain, a.k.a. The Maniac _ McClainiac. Now, how
Maniac.
I got my name, I really can't tell you that. I was just trying to think of something creative, but I didn't want to sound like I was biting nobody else's name. So I think, I don't know what I was doing, but I was reading something, and it had the word Maniac in it. And I was like, that kind of sounds like my last name. It do, but like not really. So I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and feed y'all a whole bunch of BS. Oh yeah, man, my name came from the struggle. You know what I'm saying? Man, I thought about the shit. I said it, and the shit sounded cool. So I said, let's do this. The Maniac McClain.
There you go.
What's happening?
There you go. There you go. How long you been a comedian?
Honestly, I've been a comedian my whole life. When I actually started taking off, as far as social media wise, I'd have to say that happened like 2013. Like, you know, man, you know how it is growing up and you be the dead, something funny, your mama putting you in front of auntie, grandma, and them, you at the family reunion. They talking about Cam, imitate him from the movie. You know that movie I like. I'm like, man, why you asking me all these questions? I'm over here trying to chill. I'm at the playground. You talking about come do this move. And so, nah, you know what I'm saying? Mama always put me on blast, forcing me to, you know what I'm saying, do goofy stuff, and I just realized I'm funny. Like, there is no better feeling in the world than making somebody laugh. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's
especially,
right.
Especially when, like, you're not even trying hard. When it's just, like, something that you just, like, know how to do. It's, like, the funniest thing
in
the world.
I mean, it's your art.
Exactly. So, like, can't nobody tell you how to be yourself. You know, it just naturally comes out. Like, I hate when people come up to me like, hey, man, do something funny. Like, what? You know what I'm saying? What you mean, do something funny? Like, no, because that ain't the art of it. You know what I'm saying? You don't walk up to no bodybuilder and be like, hey, bro, do something strong.
Do something strong.
Do something strong real quick since you spoke. Like, what you mean, do something strong? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people just,
that's
I don't
crazy.
Know, people don't know how to ask you stuff right. So it's just like when somebody say something stupid, you just got to look at them and start talking about them. It's like, you know what, since you got something stupid to say, I'm about to say something dumb to you. I'm about to just talk about you since you want me to do something funny because you was a funny-looking person. So let's talk about you for a little while.
That is crazy. I tell you, it happens all the time. Hey, can you do something real, real funny? Can you do this or can you do that? I'm like, for real,
exactly.
I'm not a comedian and I'm not on the red carpet, so I really can't interview you right now in the middle of a grocery store. So can you back off?
Yeah.
You know?
Like what is that? What be going through folks' head when they just be like, hey, man, do something funny? Like, how does
that even
work?
Think you're supposed to entertain them 24 hours a day. They think you're there
look,
for them.
Hey, look, I do something real funny. I tell them what my Instagram is and tell them what they can go look at. I got
thank
a
you,
whole
hello.
Lot of videos for you. You know what I'm saying?
And tell them what they could pay. Now, tell us what all you doing out here. Tell where we could find you at, where we could just come and support you, all that good stuff. And what stage you been? I know you've been on Comedy Corner. I know you have.
Now, I've never done official stand up. I've been to Uptown Comedy Club plenty of times just to see it. I've been down there, you know what I'm saying, just to try to get a visual on how it feels. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I see it and it does make me a little nervous, but it's something that, you know, I'm going to eventually have to do. All great comedians have a stand up, whether they have millions of them or whether they just have one, you know? It's like some
right.
of our favorite comedians that we grew up on have those stand ups. And, like, me personally, like I said, I've watched it. I've seen people do it, and I just have to say to myself, I want to do it, you know. But as far as everywhere else, like, I'm on Facebook, the Maniac _ McClaniac. I'm on Instagram. I recently, a year ago, I had two kids, a boy and a little girl.
Aww.
So, yeah, I Carmen and Kyan, you know, my babies. So, you know, I've taken a little break as far as like doing the videos and making the skits and stuff like that. But, you know, because I had to figure out everything, you know, because I had to see what the dad life is like, you know, dealing with babies waking up in the morning, you know, they're crying, they're hungry, you know what I'm saying? Like, my kids,
right.
You know, they're funnier than me. They're funnier than me sometimes. You know, my daughter, she don't be trying to play with me, and I'm trying to do something funny. Like, she ain't got to ask me to do something funny. I try to do something funny with her, she don't be having it. So, but anyway, like,
she looking like you ain't got to entertain me, I entertain you, just sit back.
Right. But my thing is this, like, when it comes to comedy, I'm very funny about my, like, I like the type of comedy to where, like, people just get really ignorant. Not too disrespectful, but a little off the chain. You know, like, me personally, I love to imitate people. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom, I have a whole lot of skits of me playing my mom, my uncle, playing a granddad, playing my ratchet girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? And because when you do it, you gotta all the way do it, man. Women got too many crazy things that they like to do. So if you can't.
Wait, hold on.
You
did not say. You, I'm sorry, I did not mean to cut you off. You did not say my ratchet ex-girlfriend. You said my
yes.
ratchet girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, when I said my ratchet girlfriend, I mean, like, my character girlfriend.
Oh,
like,
I was going to say, I'm dead.
Oh, I know, like, that would just be a little ignorant. My ratchet-ass girlfriend, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, if she was listening, somebody would have been in trouble.
Yes, you would have.
Yeah, so I mean, it's definitely something that's like really fun to do. Like you can't put a price on laugh. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like when you laughing at something, it's just the best feeling in the world, especially when it's something funny and you can't stop laughing. Like to be able to give that feeling to somebody is just like one of the best things, because it don't cost nothing, and everybody getting something out of it. I'm getting a good feeling knowing that I made you laugh, and you getting a good feeling because you sitting there laughing.
And it's,
you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm pushing for one day to be able to, you know, reach out to everybody, and everybody can just see how funny I really am, or shit, at least how funny I think I am. I think I'm pretty funny. I would never let nobody tell me that I'm not funny. Like people, like I said, would be like, I'm one of them type of people. If you try to tell me I ain't funny, that's something that I really like enjoy doing. So I'm gonna talk about you. He ain't even that funny. Oh, okay, well I'm gonna talk about you. Let's see how funny everybody else think I am. So I'm just one of them dudes. All right, shit. All right, you ain't.
Let me find out you petty.
Oh, I'm petty. I am petty. That's part of being a comedian. You got to be petty. I'm petty and proud. He ain't even that funny. Oh, okay, bet. I'm glad you told me how
something
you feel. Time to talk
you.
About you. Shoot,
yeah,
I'm putting
something
games.
Is wrong with you. Something is definitely
uh-huh.
wrong with you. That's what's
I talk,
up.
I talk
not...
about him all day.
So are you planning on turning this into like an acting career? Like if somebody reach out to you and ask you to do a commercial or a skit, reality show or anything like that, do you see yourself moving to the next level with that?
Of course. I mean, I've linked up with like other comedians in Atlanta locally. You know what I'm saying? I'm very familiar with a lot of people who blew up out here. Like I've done a video shoot with Philip Hudson. And that's Emmanuel Hudson's little brother. You know, I've met Emmanuel and DC Young Fly before. I'm not finna sit here and act like I really know him because I don't. But I've met them before, and they're real cool dudes. And DC Young Fly is actually tall in person. He looked like he might be short, but he actually tall. DC Young Fly at least like 5'11", 6'1". So
yeah, he is. I met him a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that's a little surprising. He seemed like he'd just be one of them little short people who just talk mess all day. So,
wow.
I mean, it's and like to see them knowing that they like really started from nowhere, you know, just some goofy kids from the hood, you know what I'm saying? And like now they blowing up doing movies. I mean, it's really big inspiration, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you get a little anxious because you waiting on it to be you, but it's all hard work. That's why I'm not too happy right now because I gave myself a break that I really didn't deserve. You know what I'm saying? Well, my kids was here, so I took a little break, but that's the more I say that, the more I feel like I'm giving myself an excuse. So it's just really time for me to get back on doing what I really love to do, and that's making people laugh.
Oh, wow. I think you did deserve that break. I mean, it's nothing like being a father, and you took a break for the right reason. A lot of people take a break, say, I'm tired, I don't want to do it no more, I'm tired of making people laugh, or I just need a mental break. No, you don't. That's your gift. No, you don't, because as soon as something
exactly.
happened, oh, I shouldn't have did that, I shouldn't. But you took a break for your kids, newborn babies. You deserve that. Yeah, so they're here now. You know how it feels. You know how to work it out. You know how to work it into your routine. Come on back to us. Make us laugh some more, and, you know, do your thing. You don't never say you feel like you're making excuses. You took a break for right reasons. Those two little ones, that's the best reason in the world to take a break. Can't nobody take that away from you. I'm talking, and I saw their pictures. People, they are gorgeous. He has some gorgeous babies. So
ooh,
when I tell
you,
you welcome. When I tell you he took a break for the right reasons, he took a break for the right reasons. But now, that's why we got him here on the show. It's time for him to come back, get off that, what? get up, get out of bed, do a 5 a.m. feeding, and come on and give us a video before you head into work. I'm finna get ready and take a commercial break. Before I take a commercial break, tell everybody what I call you, my nickname for you.
Are you gonna make me put my nickname on blast now? She called me Mighty Mouse, y'all. I promise y'all I'm not short. I am not short. Maybe it's because I'm skinny with a big head and some big lips, but I'm not short. So don't get on my page jumping in my comments talking about Mighty Mouse, because I will roast you.
Oh, Lord, y'all test him out. Let's see how he going to roast us. We're going to put videos up. We're going to put them videos up. Oh, my God. I love it. I love it. I love it. We're going to be right back. I'm going to take a small commercial break, and we're going to come right back and make y'all laugh just a little bit more. I love his story. I'll be right back at you.
Singers, producers, rappers, and spoken word artists. Get your 15 minutes of fame on She Talk Radio, the radio show creating the right place and time for indie artists. Contact us at music@shetalkradio.com.
This is Tay Homie Ray, and I'm the host of a Shop Talk segment, the spot where we talk jobs, careers, education, and opportunity. I invite you all to get in on the conversation on Shop Talk, happening every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:30 p.m. Central Time. You can call in at 713-955-0481. Again, that's 713-955-0481. Or you can listen on your computer or perhaps your mobile device at blogtalkradio.com/SheTalkRadio. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/SheTalkRadio. Remember, we have a date every Monday. I'll see you soon.
Hello, and welcome to She Talk, the radio show that's making a difference in communication. So, get in on the conversation.
Hey, 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 it's your girl at the what? Almost at the end of the show. Boy, I tell you, I love it. Every Wednesday, hump day coming on, bringing you all these special guests, talking to Lady Tuesday, making things happen. You know, we supporting each other, putting things out there that you all didn't know about. You know, educating, having a little fun, talking about sex, talking about everything. And I got this comedian, oh, God, Maniac, that's on the line. And he's been putting it down. I can't wait to see him on, what, the stage. He's going to turn it out, burn it up. When I met him, all I could do is laugh. And they told me, my girls was like, Mama, you got to meet him. Mama, you got to meet him. Have him on your show. He is so funny. He's amazing. And when I tell you, they did not lie at all. They didn't lie. So what I did was I took my time out. I went and met this man, gave him a nickname, and when I gave him a nickname, it just stuck. Now he could be on the other side of the building, and I'm hollering, Mighty Mouse, and he turned up. Yeah, okay, all right, here I go. What you want? What's up,
she
baby?
She get me every time, y'all. She get me every time, y'all.
Every time. It never fails. It never fails. We got a show coming up. A reality show that I would love for him to be a part of, and all the everything that's going on around Atlanta. When y'all gonna see his face? When y'all gonna see him on red carpets? Y'all, because he's doing it. He's doing his thing. So let us know again your Instagram, your Facebook, everything where we could just reach out to you. Y'all, his Instagram, don't let it scare you, because he almost at 200,000. And when I tell you this man be promoting, this man be promoting, they reaching out to him. They grabbing and snatching him up. So don't let him scare you. But just go on there, show him some love. Like, you know, follow him. Follow his actions. He finna show y'all a little something. What's up? Tell us one more time how we can reach out to you. Tell us one more time,
man,
your Instagram,
man,
your
listen,
Facebook.
Man, y'all can find me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, everything. It's The Maniac, TheManiac _MCCLAINIAC. Now, I know that was probably a little fast for y'all, so I hope y'all recording this show that way y'all can play it back in slow motion. So, because he said that too fast. Now y'all just be listening kind of slow. But at the end of the day, I need all y'all, like she said, to go follow your boy. Listen, I'm open to requests. Like when I make skits, people DM me stuff all the time. Like they'll DM me like a picture, like yo, do a skit to this meme picture. You know, if for people who aren't familiar with memes, those are usually the posts that just go around. You know, having something funny with a picture next to it or whatever, or just like some kind of crazy quote over a picture that sometimes ain't got nothing to do with the picture, but it just be funny. Yeah, that's what a meme is. So anytime you like people, like one time this girl sent me a DM talking about do one to like this Power Ranger thing, talking about how girls be tripping, like y'all just come home when they talk about, you know, it's arguing time. So y'all just pull out y'all little crazy devices and now y'all just ready to turn into a Power Ranger and start arguing with your boyfriend. And that's true. That's true. I really don't get y'all women. Sometimes, boy, y'all just sit at home and then y'all just look at y'all clock and be like, oh, it's after 5, it's time for me to start tripping.
See how men think? We can't do that. See how men think? That ain't nothing but a man thinking
it's rush hour? Yeah, yep. I ain't tripping about 3 days. It's about that time. Y'all ain't never got to have good reason. Y'all ain't never got to have no good reason. Y'all good reason for tripping is that y'all woke up this morning.
Y'all give us a reason to trip. Y'all give us a reason to trip. Oh, my God. Please don't,
Don't
start this conversation with me. Please. I just had this conversation at work and had this guy running. Please don't have this conversation with me. Please.
You give too much of that love, then they find another reason to get mad. You don't give enough, well, I mean, that pretty much explains itself.
Oh, Jesus. That falls in line with a man got a right to cheat, a man got a right to do this, a man got a right to act a fool.
I wasn't even about to take it there, because when the dude start, when you make a point and then you start using your point to validate other stuff that you want to do or that you feel like you can do, then you're doing it for all the wrong reasons. If you making your point just to get your point across, man, I feel like this because this, this, and that, and you ain't saying, well, that's why I feel like I could be able to do this. All right, now then you got a good point.
Are you done?
Oh, no, you didn't. Well, since you want to ask
You're wrong. You're so wrong. And if
break
you're single, I know
break.
Why you're single.
hold on. That ain't even right.
Oh, my God. First of all, I understand you're young, so you probably still, you know, wet behind the ears, still on the milk, still on the baller. I understand it. So we're going to let that slide because that's what happens with youngins. We're going to let that slide. But a woman does not get mad when the wind blows wrong. No. We just letting y'all know that we not going to pull up with y'all shit.
Yeah, that's what y'all be there. That's what y'all be told y'all damn self. But y'all ain't, nah, y'all get mad because the wind blow wrong.
Oh, please.
If y'all head it's too hard, we gonna get in trouble.
What?
My head itching. It's your fault.
Unless you sold that weave in, you better get the hell away from me.
Hey, look, I need to learn how to do some weed, so I know that'll make it be quiet. Baby, come here, let me do your hair so you can shut up. For real?
Oh,
please. Uh-huh, I got you some bundles for your birthday. Let's get it.
Okay.
All right,
so
I'm on the
way. You want to get on my show talking shit.
I told you, ID. That's how
tell
I
me,
you dealing with
tell
you.
Me how many times you get up in the middle of the night to feed the baby. Change a pamper.
Oh, man, that's at least twice, especially with my boy. You know, boys are different than girls. My daughter, you just got to make sure that diaper on nice and secure before she go to sleep. Otherwise, she going to do a whole lot of flipping and turning, and then that diaper be a little wet. Now, my son.
Ladies, I don't think he get up. I think he just shooting the shit. I think he lay down. He'll probably turn over and push his girlfriend out the bed until she hit the floor. Once he hear that bop. Then he be like, okay, she getting the baby. You know?
man, look here. I'll make it real quick. I got to the point where I know how to change the diaper with the lights off. So true. Hey, look, man, I'm trying to tell you, man, it's easy. Girls be like, you just don't understand. You ain't no, I remember hearing it all the time, you ain't no daddy, wait till you have some kids. Man, shit, you just gotta be ready. Look, they get, like, them first couple nights, I ain't gonna lie. You know, like, somebody, like, when you with somebody and it just make you so mad sometimes when you waking up and you dealing with the kids, you just wake up and look at them while they sleep, like you don't want to hit them on the side of the head. The baby wake up crying, and I, and then you look over, they sound asleep. The baby up, you looking at the baby, and then you looking at them like, this. I know this fool hit his baby. They wanted me to get up first.
Let me tell you something. A woman goes through so much when she have a baby. Her body is wore out. If she don't help, that's a sends her to another place.
I will be fair. I do understand that. That's why I'm not as hard. But I mean, listen. After you been had that baby, man, and you 6 months later or a year later, then you gotta snap back to it. You gotta get back in. You gotta get back in that mode. Don't keep trying to use that excuse, cause I'm gonna get you.
Ladies, do you all hear a man saying you have to snap back to it? Your body's your mind. Did you all hear this man saying that? Oh, my, y'all, please hit his page. Please, he gonna get y'all all his information. Hit this nut page. It's about snap back to it. It's not that easy. And then twins, are you kidding me? Mentally.
Man.
Spiritually.
I mean, yeah.
Physically.
Yeah, but, I mean, but.
Yeah.
Okay, see, and that's the thing. Yeah. I'm a little bit more understanding with the physically, because I know how women get with their body, so I would never try to make you feel, because it's you having a baby, so I ain't going to try to make you feel like, you know what I'm saying, make you feel like crap for that, you know, because, but we both in this together now. I give women all the credit in the world, because she had it. She was the one, she had to carry the baby. So, you know what I'm saying, she went through the most.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thanks for acknowledging.
I know now. I know. You know, they went through the most physically. You know what I'm saying? So you can't beat that. Period. I don't care what you do. But when that baby get here, we in it together. So
Jesus. Jesus.
You got the whole.
I'm glad you didn't have a baby
wild.
with nobody in my family. Jesus Christ.
Hey, hold on. See, that's the thing. I ain't got no baby with nobody in your family. That's why I can tell you the truth. See, if I was with somebody in your family, I wouldn't be saying this. I just kept that to myself. Shoot, I know how women are, let alone black women. Really? That's how you feel about me? That's how you? No, that ain't what I meant. That's exactly what you meant. All right, see, I can't talk to you.
Can you stop giving us conversations with you and your mama?
Now, see, you funny. You real funny.
We want real conversations here. We want real conversations here. Yeah, I told you I was dealing with a youngster. Boy. I tell you. What? Stop.
No, you did.
We don't do that. We don't do that, baby. We don't do that. I'm sorry to disappoint you. We don't do that.
You know what? You just hurt my feelings. You just made me feel like I'm literally supposed to be sitting here in a diaper right now. I'm 27, man. I'm young, but I ain't that damn young. let me go clean out the baby bed and put my mattress in that thing and just go ahead and go to sleep real quick. Can you come over here and change before I go to sleep? Like, please, because you didn't just belittle me so bad, and now I don't even feel like wiping my own butt. So just go ahead and come over here and change me so I can get
in
bed.
Oh, you thought I was going to let you go after you hit the sisters like that? You really thought I was going to let you go?
I love the sisters though.
Yeah,
because a sister
you do,
is
baby.
What
I
raised
seen them babies. That's
you
right,
know
boo.
What I'm so
right about
at the end of the day, I have the most love for y'all. Like I said, even with all the crazy action of dealing with a black woman, they still like the best because they love so damn hard they can't control themselves.
That's right. I'm talking about for real.
Sometimes you got to put them in a headlock.
Put who in the headlock? Who you gotta put in the headlock?
Nobody.
Now tell us one more time where we can find you at online, your Instagram, and everything.
The Maniac McClaniac is my Facebook and it's also my Instagram. Now when you go on there, like I said, I have skits to where I'm being my dad, my mom, my like I said, the crazy ratchet girlfriend. all that stuff.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta be able to do it all, you know what I'm saying? And I'm a firm believer when you're playing a character, you have to dress the part. I know there's been a big dispute about black men putting on wigs and all this other stuff. Now, you have to be in character. I ain't gonna go as far as to putting on a whole dress and doing no makeup and all that, you know what I'm saying? But I will, just to get in character, you know, put myself in a wig, you know, just so you can get a complete feel on how y'all be, especially when y'all get to playing with y'all here and doing all that. Then my mama, she always walk around with a robe on, with a scarf tied on her head, and I know y'all can relate to that.
Don't play, because I wear my scarf every day. I tell y'all, y'all reach out to this man. Do what you got to do. Now, out of all his videos, the one I like, if y'all go on his Facebook page, he was popping. He was dancing. Ladies, he did it better than some of us, okay? Y'all go on there. Look at that video. Share that video. Like it. Make a comment. It is off the chain. Reach out to him. Show him some love. Follow him. Support. Oh, my God, Mania, thank you so much for sharing your time with me. This is such an honor. You are so funny. All I did was laugh, and laugh some more. Y'all, it's your girl, Shandrice, with Small Talk. Another hump day done. We did that. I see y'all next Wednesday. Thank you for coming on, showing me some love. I love my audience. Thank you for listening. My guests, thank you for coming, taking your time out to share your stories with me and your passion and what you're doing. I love it. It's your girl, Shandrice, with Small Talk. Divas of Radio. I see you next Wednesday. Peace. I'm out of here.
Yeah. It's another Small Talk segment. I loved it. Thanks for coming. I appreciate my guests. Oh, wait, and my listeners. I love you all. We have just completed another episode of Small Talk, the radio show that's making a difference in communication. Don't forget, next week, get in on the conversation.